Welcome back to Taboo Talks, hosted by Cis Society. We are so honored and excited to continue this juicy conversation around this month's taboo topic, which is all around menstruation. And today we have a really near and dear guest to my heart, Leah, who is going to be joining us and sharing her story around her journey with finding natural ways of harmonizing with her cycle and with menstruation and welcoming in some alternative views. So again, we're Cis Society. We go live every Wednesday, every week with these taboo conversations by Leah May. She is the creatrix of Soul Flower Essence podcast as well, and she's joining us right now. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Alfina.
And the beautiful Heather, co-creatrix of Cis Society, is here as well.
Happy.
And Leah is joining us right now.
Amazing. I'm so excited to continue this conversation. Like, it's really lighting me up. And I feel like every time we dive into the topic, we're talking for 2 hours about it.
Right. I think these podcasts could be, these lives could be even longer. We can just keep talking about it. And I don't know, I guess what's like the biggest thing that's come up for you so far in this menstruation topic?
I mean, there's been so many things. Try to think of like the most prominent just like as I zoom out and look at the topic of menstruation connecting to my cycle, I feel I just feel a deeper connection to my body. Like, that's the biggest thing that talking about menstruation reminds me of, is the innate power that we carry as the feminine and as individuals, you know. And just be like being able to have these deeper conversations with ourselves, it begins to affect everything in our lives. So I would say that's the biggest thing to answer your question.
Yeah. Welcome, Leah. We were just talking about like what's been the biggest thing that's come through just from this topic so far for a couple weeks now. And I feel like it's just like regaining our feminine power. I've been like connecting with my feminine power in a new way that I've never felt in this lifetime. And I think so much of that lies in the secrets of our blood. Like, it's connected to our menstruation and the power that we have, the life force power that's literally inside of us for us to really connect with. So without further ado, can't wait to talk to you more about all of this.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Yeah,
I feel the same way. For me, it's been like a really deep connection to my body, like Heather was saying, taking back my power and also like releasing a lot of the shame and like feeling inner peace as I like tune into the different phases of my cycle.
Peace comes from truth. I feel like the more that we understand our power and our truth, then it just naturally creates more peace for everything else to just flow as it needs to.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would love to maybe just open up with like a 1 minute grounding practice to get us all this in our bodies before we dive in, and then I'll introduce you to our followers. So everyone that's following, watching, tuning in, just maybe taking a moment, if you can, to just close down your eyes and start to just make slow, circling undulations with your body. Feel your hips just slowly start to circle. Feel this life force energy start to build a little bit in your sacral. Breathe deeply. And start to slowly imagine that you're pulling this energy in a spiraling upward motion. Feeling this Shakti energy rising, meeting your solar plexus and your stomach. Feeling it continue to rise up into your heart chambers now. Feeling a softening over your heart. Now, watching it continue to spiral up into your throat. Releasing any noises out of the throat that want to come through. And let it continue to spiral up into the third eye, feeling a pressure between your eyes and your forehead, blasting open your intuitive channel, your psychic connection. And finally, feeling it circulating all the way through your crown, the top of your head, piercing through, connecting to the heavens, connecting to the sun, connecting to the sky, and slowly start to feel this tether to the sky, start to slow your undulatings down as you feel tethered and connected and lifted up to the heavenly realms, and feel the peace now in your body, the activations, and simultaneously the peace that now is running through your whole being. Welcome.
Nice.
Feel high for
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Feel good.
So, without further ado, for everyone listening, Leah is not only a near and dear friend to me, that I mean, we've known each other for a short amount of time on this physical plane, but I honestly feel like so anciently connected to you. Like we've traveled through lifetimes together. And she is a multidimensional artist and educator who, through her own healing journey, has become an absolute powerhouse in leading others through their own healing journeys, both online and in her immediate community here on Maui, as well as through her podcast, her beautiful, beautiful podcast that we'll link as well, called Soulflower Essence. And yeah, she's going to be just sharing her codes around the menstruation cycle, cyclical living, hormonal support, birth control, all sorts of things that we're going to get into today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe just to like start everyone off, you can just share a little bit about like your experience with your menstruation cycle, with birth control, and like what you've tried and the journey that you've been
Yeah.
on.
Yeah, totally. It's really cool that we're doing this now too, because I'm actually bleeding right now. And I think you were also bleeding when
Yeah,
you did yours.
yeah.
And I just think it's so cool to connect with that energy, and I'm just kind of feeling into it. And I'm like, whoa, this is really powerful for me. And I'm actually free bleeding right now, which is something that's I've just practiced this year for the first time. And I think I want to start with like acknowledging how much shame that there tends to be around our cycle as women. I've talked to so many women who feel really disconnected from it, and they feel like there's a lot of shame that's placed by people in society, especially like misunderstanding around like what it is and how powerful it is for us to connect with it and what it actually is, because that's literally like our power center. It's how we create life. And I think that so many of us can be disconnected from that. And especially as like young girls, there can be like so little information and proper education about what it is and understanding the power of it and like the magic of it, because that's something that I've been tuning into And for me, it's been a really big journal with my or journey with my mental health, because I've struggled with mental health, depression my whole life since I was a teenager. And I didn't really have an understanding of why that was. And I went through a really long journey of struggle and pain. And I even came close to like suicide a few times because of the depression and just not understanding the way that my body was working. And also just like not being in tune with my hormones and the changes that were naturally happening and how I wasn't able to support them through nutrition and through diet and exercise and routines. So there's just so much that's packed into it. And now after doing what is called cycle syncing for so long, I've been able to become more in tune with my cycles through each month and see that it's not necessarily just mental health that's affecting me. It's like, it's all of this tied in together. And I've been able to like nurture myself through each phase that I go through, to the point that I'm not even on medication anymore. And I've been able to like really tune into my natural rhythms and just like nourish myself and take care of myself. I know, it feels so good to say that. Oh, it's so cool.
No. For anyone that's been on these medications, like they know it's like, it's a big deal to be able to sustain yourself naturally without needing medication. So yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's really
you're holding yourself to the highs and the lows and remembering your innate power. Like that's what it keeps back to. And that's just so profoundly beautiful.
Yeah.
Like to have that remembrance of like our potency and that we really can hold ourselves through anything, even the density and the shadow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. I guess I would love to talk about cycle. I don't think a lot, like many people that I know a lot about cycle syncing, and I just wanted to kind of give a like cap about like what it is. And I actually have a really exciting announcement to make that I've been working on this for several months because of a necessity in my own life. Actually, over a year have I started this journey of tuning into my cycle and the different phases of the cycle. And you guys touched on that quite a bit in the last episode. But basically there's four seasons or phases in our cycle that represent those four seasons of the earth, like winter, spring, summer, and fall. And by tuning into the hormonal changes that our body goes through, we can really start to support our bodies in going through those transitions more easily and feeling more peace overall, because we're like more in tune with those natural phases and those natural like changes that our body makes. And I've been studying this for over a year and recently been doing a lot of research into how exactly our hormones function throughout the month as women, and researching different foods and supplements that we can take, vitamins and herbs that can support us through those changes, especially when it comes to like experiencing symptoms around our period. It can just be so devastating at times because we can experience so much pain. And by tuning into the cycle syncing and giving ourselves the nutrients that our body needs to help support our hormones, we can like alleviate a lot of those symptoms. I've personally experienced a ton. And so I've been working on these wallpapers for people to have on their phones, for women to just have on the background of their phone so that they can refer to them for each phase of the month. And it gives like a whole breakdown and lists of nourishment and food that we can give ourselves and why it's supportive in those seasons, in those phases, and then herbs and supplements that are supportive and why and of what form that they can be taken in, and then different environmental changes that we can make during different phases, and activities such as like physical exercise or movements that are really nourishing during those different phases. And then there's a lot of different practices. So I have like journaling exercises, inquisitive questions, self-care practices that we can do during each phase. And then there's like affirmations, there's symptoms, there's explanations of the hormones. So it's like a whole thing, and it's like packed into these like 4 different wallpapers that I created with like some really beautiful art, and I'm just really excited to share because I want people to have access to this. And by me having it on my phone in the past few months, I've been really tuning into it, changing the wallpapers to each phase that I'm in to see how it aligns. And it's been transforming my life. I'm able to shop for those phases, and I'm able to now predict, and I'm starting to create recipes, and I'm feeling the support that it is to my system, because I'm not just blindly like going through life. I'm just like, I'm tuned in to my femininity and my womb and my power source, and I've like taken back that power now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yes, we are on such similar pathways.
I know.
I love everything you're creating. It's, I can just attest. I got a glimpse of it, and just like tuning in with like the what I just created too, which is so similar. Like just to bounce off what you're saying, it's deeply transformative, deeply, 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 deeply transformative for any woman to really tune in to where you are and support the natural flow of where you're at. And if we don't know, we don't know. We can like feel certain things, but awareness is power.
Yeah,
our self-awareness is our superpower. And then when you tap into the natural energetics of what you're actually already feeling, and then you support that, I feel like it's like an unstoppable wave. You're literally riding an unstoppable wave, and you can go like, you can go all the way, you can coast all the way to the shore, and it's so much easier and so much more supported. Yeah. So thank you for creating this. This is incredible. Where can people find this? Where can people download this app or this wallpaper?
Yeah, so it's a digital download. I just uploaded it onto my Instagram. There's a link that you can press, and it will take you to a list of my offerings. I'm still crafting more offerings. This is actually my first offering, but I've just felt really called to it. And so I posted that on my Instagram today, and people can go and find it there. And download it instantly and just set it up as your wallpaper and utilize it and start tuning into the phases. There's also a cover on it that gives a description of all of the phases, the whole cycle, and like an overview of what it includes that I'm going to be posting on my Instagram today so people can have like a preview. But that comes with the digital download also of all 4 phases. Yeah.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Such a good witch. Out to all the witches of the world.
Seriously. And I just ordered your book as well because I wanted to take my cycle syncing a step further to tracking it, because I haven't actually like written down and tracked it. And I want to make more magic with it, like work with the magic of it. I've tuned into more like the physical, emotional part of it. And I really want to tap into more of the spirituality of it, because I know that there is more to experience. And I'm really, really excited to get your book for that. So thank you also for creating that.
Thank you. I think you're going to love the archetypal exploration. For me, that's been probably like actually the thing that's hit the deepest.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about on the podcast. And I was like, this is something I haven't really explored and don't have much knowledge in, but I'm excited to learn about.
Cool. Thank you. I'm glad we can support each other. This is awesome.
I was going to say something about the book. The magic. No, so the magic of it is something I wanted to talk about, because this with... Yeah!
Yeah. We're all going to have a copy.
I'm so excited.
Yay!
So good.
I just made some more revisions, actually, so, like, the copy you ordered is going to be even more updated.
Oh, yay, awesome. Oh, so great. I know so many women who are talking about menstruation right now, like, this month particularly. And we've talked about, you and I, and how we've kind of tapped into this collective field of what wants to be heard and learned and expressed right now. And this is a really big one, because in us taking back our power as women, we're able to not only like stand in our power and create from that center, but also like to lead people around us into that, and especially the men as well. And that's actually something that I'm really feeling drawn to create next, is something for the men to understand it.
Yes, like, me too. Let's do it.
There are men that want to know, and maybe the men that don't know just don't know that they want to know, and how profound it could be to support their women in this journey. And
I think supporting your life through their cycle, like, what an empowering concept. That's genius. And so compassionate and so beautiful. And like, just into like the potency of like this book, and not just this book, because this is going beyond the page, right? This conversation is happening in everywhere. Like, everywhere I go, women talking about menstruation and getting off of birth control, which I also want to dive into you about, with later. But I was back home with my family for the holiday, and I shared this with you, Elf. But this bed was on, or this book was on my bed, and I was staying with my brother, and he has two little girls. I think they're like 7 and 8. And at different points, like completely different moments, they came into the room individually, and there's so, I had so much stuff in there, like, mind you, like, I really had moved in, you know? And they drew, they went straight to the book, and they were like, what is this? And I was like, oh, okay. And then the second one came in the next day, and she went straight to it. She was like, what is this book? And I was like, they feel it. Like, they can feel the frequency, energy, and the concept of feeling empowered in your body. Like, it's innate, right? It's our birthright. And just having these conversations feels so important, like, now, but also to plant the seeds with these younger generations, to find a healthy way to do that. Feels me. So
that's
go menstrual magic.
One. That's a big one. I've talked to a lot of teenage girls, and I know many teenage girls. And even just thinking back to when I was a teenager, I didn't know anything about my cycle besides you're going to bleed every month at this time, and it can suck and it can hurt and you're going to have cramps. And I ended up just experiencing so much pain when I started bleeding, and it was so horrible. I literally remember like just crying out to God and just being like, I'll do anything for this pain to go away, and not knowing that I could become more in tune with it and learn to love it instead of hating it. And then jumping into, you know, using products that ended up being really toxic for my system, and getting into birth control. I didn't get into it very soon in my life, but I did when I did. It was a horrible experience, and it has been a horrible experience, and this is something I would love to talk about as well, because I'm still going through this journey with birth control. But just like there's not enough education, there's not enough awareness. And so if we can start providing this for the younger generations, we can start them off on the right foot and help them get a boost up in life so that they don't have to experience as much pain.
Yes, like our bodies, that they're letting them know that their bodies are safe,
that
their intuition is a powerful tool that they can tap into and trust. Like, that's the information that I desire for future generations to innately remember.
Me too.
I would love to hear more about your birth control journey. I have my own birth control journey. I'm not sure if we dove into it in the last call, Elfina, but I'm so curious, because this remembrance of like the truth beyond giving our power away to something, because it's not right or wrong. It's just what we're taught to do, is really beautiful. So I'd love to hear more about that.
For me personally, I wasn't introduced to birth control until I was 18, I believe. And I was getting married at this time, and so it was a time for me to think about if I wanted to have kids or not. And I had been sexually active before that, but I wasn't even in the realm of understanding what birth control was. I grew up in a really religious home, so I didn't have access to that. I didn't have the education. I didn't even know it really existed, honestly, until I was like getting married. And so when I got on birth control, I took the pill, and I like started and instantly gained like 20 pounds over like a month. It was so wild to experience that. I don't really remember the specifics of what happened to my cycle as it progressed, but that just feeling always bloated. I had so much weight that I was carrying that I didn't understand. And my mental health crashed like so hard. I started experiencing heavy depression for the first time. I experienced PTSD around that time for the first time, and that was a really long, big part of my mental health journey. And I stayed on birth control for only like 4 months, and then I got off of it because it was so toxic to me. I just couldn't function. And then after that, I had to find other forms of birth control. But it was a good lesson in like seeing that it doesn't always work for everyone, and how badly it reacts to my body, or my body reacted to it. And then I went quite a few years without birth control. It's been something that I haven't wanted to dive into because of the hormonal part of it. I just knew like I didn't want to mess with the hormones of my natural cycle. And then 4 years ago, I ended up getting back on it, but I chose to use the copper IUD instead because I knew that it wasn't hormonal. And so I had that inserted, and it was really interesting because my period became backwards. So when I bled, instead of, you know, the heaviness at the beginning of the period and being a shortish like length of 4 to 5 days, it ended up being like spotting for a long time, up to 10 days, and then heavy bleeding for the last 4 days. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that since I got the IUD inserted 4 years ago, but it alleviated my cramps. And so I just stuck with it, and it helped me not get pregnant. And I didn't know about anything about cycle syncing. And so what I know now about cycle syncing is that you can actually track when you're most fertile, and that can be a natural form of birth control. And I want to practice that more. And now that I'm aware of it and becoming so much more in tune with it, I'm going to practice that. And I'm actually in the process right now of getting the IUD taken out. But it's actually been a really lengthy process where I'm having a hard time getting into the doctor. They're not really taking me seriously. And they're just like, you don't need to get it taken out. Are you sure you want to do this? Just kind of like that pressure. And I'm like, yes, absolutely, I know. And what I also learned about the copper IUD is that even though it's not hormonal, it is still messing with the hormones of your body, because it's creating an infertile environment in your womb or in your uterus. And that's why I'm bleeding more and longer, because it's not a natural lining. It's a toxic environment essentially in my uterus. So even though I don't feel some of the ways that I did when I was on hormonal birth control, there's still this like thing that's inside of me that's not natural, and it's copper, and it's a man-made device that I'm just not feeling in resonance anymore in my body. So that's kind of where I'm at with birth control. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for sharing your journey. I'm sure so many other people have been on the pill or have been on IUD and can relate. Right. I know I had a similar journey where I was on the pill for a little while. I didn't like it at all. I switched to the copper IUD. And even though, like you're saying, maybe it's not as like detrimental, honestly, like when I got mine out, I think is when after I got mine out is when I realized how much it was actually hijacking my body and my emotional well-being. Because number one, like as soon as I got it taken out, I had like the stabbing, like it felt like there's someone stabbing me from the inside for like a couple of cycles for that to ease. And I also realized that like my emotions were just like, I don't know, I almost felt like having the IUD in there was like suppressing, or was like, suppressing my emotions. So like when I got it out, it almost felt like it was like an overwhelm of emotions that I wasn't feeling, that I wasn't connected fully to. So it'd be really interesting to hear how your journey goes in the next few months once you get it out. And it's crazy too that they're like fighting you, right? Like, oh no, you should keep saying like, why aren't they like teaching us about how we can just track it naturally, right? Like that's the vision I have for the new earth. Of like, we go to the doctor and they're like, oh well, like here actually is like a curriculum for you to like learn how to plan and natural cycle sync yourself, and like learning like that, and like learning like that from like a young age when we're like 9, 10, like the ages that those girls who saw the book were naturally magnetized to it, because they know that in the next few years they're going to start bleeding. They feel that intuitively. And if we have that information, not just for people like our age, but people who haven't even gone into that field yet, if we have information like that for them, how much of a different world would we be living in? Instead of giving our power away to these pharmaceutical medicines and inventions, we're taking that power back to ourselves. We're saying, I have all the tools, I have all the knowledge, I have all the power to track my own cycle and feel empowered in that. And it's just like totally different way of viewing it. So
yeah, I feel the same way. I'm really excited and interested to see what the process of me getting taken out and coming back to my natural cycle is going to be like. I actually do feel a little bit of the suppression of emotion, and I've noticed that recently. I haven't been able to fully feel through my emotions, and now after you saying that, I'm like, oh, it kind of makes sense. Yes, that's literally like where our power comes from, is through the cervix and like through our uterus and our womb space and our yoni. And to have something in there, especially to be man-made, obviously it's copper, but it has, you know, it's been developed in a way that's been man-made. So it's like, oh my gosh, get this out of me. And so I'm excited to see how I can tune into it. And now with the cycle syncing, knowing that I can be in tune with like the hormonal changes and track my changes. And then with your book, I'll be able to track it all and like see what happens. So I'm excited for this next part of my journey. And I actually feel really passionate about, I have this vision of getting this information into schools all over, like teaching girls when they're young to learn about the cycle and the importance of it and how they can nurture themselves and support themselves. And then also boys too, like just getting into schools so that there can be more education about it and more options, instead of saying like, oh yeah, you go on birth control right away. That's just not healthy.
Can we also like talk about why the word men is in menstruation? It's so interesting.
Ooh.
You know, who created that word? And like,
I know, I was thinking about that.
And if the man is in the menstruation, then the men should be more involved in the menstruation, right?
Good.
Like,
yeah.
Even this topic, I feel like, is a little edgy. Like, I'm wondering, like, you know, are men even interested in this? Are they going to watch this? Are they going to care to listen? And that's just a reflection of the deep systemic shame that we've created around the menstruation and the blood, like being scared of it and like thinking it's gross. And like, if we can't even celebrate our own menstruation, how do we expect the men in our life to? So yeah. That's why like it's so important that we teach the men and teach them how to support us and how to celebrate us when we are in our bleeding, because it's like so magical and powerful. And like, if we can like teach the men in our life how to support us, imagine how much more magical we are able to manifest and create. And if we're like in alignment with like a partner and we have like goals together and visions together and projects together, and then like they're syncing with our cycles and supporting us, literally like that's a fucking power couple. That's a new old paradigm power couples.
Yeah.
Like basically saying like, here you go, here's a step-by-step process of how to care for me throughout the month, where like this is how you can support me. Does that feel supportive to you? What man would be like, no, I actually like don't want to know what's going on with her and I have no interest, you know? It's like, I feel like and I think
I'm also getting,
it like feels like it comes back to us, like we get to learn and to educate ourselves, and then it's our responsibility to speak into it, not only with the youth but also with the men in our lives. You know, like
huge
woman is like speaking negatively about her cycle, like I feel the duty and an honor now to be like, your bleed is beautiful, like, and to like actually have a conversation with her and sit her down. Like, it doesn't matter where I am or what I'm doing, like I will take the time and space when that comes into my field to address it, because it's just something that's so important to me, and no one gave me that gift, you know. I found it myself, and now I'm finding it through sisters and like this. So
I think the taking back of the power is like us finding our, like tuning into our power source, and then also being able to express it. And like you said, it's like not, it's like us realizing that our cycle is sacred and beautiful and important and powerful, and able to like view ourselves as those things as well. It's that self-talk that we get to take on and say, oh wow, like I'm not as dirty as I was made to believe. And then to actually like advocate for ourselves in our relationships with our family. I've started to just say, hey, to my friends, I'm bleeding. I will talk to you when I'm done bleeding, because I know when I bleed, I need to be alone. And I hear my intuition so much stronger when I bleed, and I want to tune into that. And then when I'm not bleeding, I'm like out doing so much stuff the rest of the month. But to honor like every little phase that we go through and to be in tune with it and to love it, it that translates to our own self-talk and mental health. That's part of the reason why my mental health's gotten so much better. And then to also share that with our partners. I just recently shared with my partner, and I have been sharing with other partners and men in my life, and they, like, a lot of them don't know what they don't, but they want to know. And they don't understand the importance of it. But when I explain it to them, they're like shocked. They're like, you go through this every single month? You're going through the whole year in a month. And I'm like, that's why we're seen as unstable sometimes, or it's just misunderstood. Like, everything makes sense when we start to understand our cycles as women, honestly.
Yeah.
So much
for sharing those codes with the men. That's so important. Yeah. It's so inspirational.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, what you've been sharing around mental health, like how our cycles might shift our emotions and our mental expressions, like for women and men that are listening, so they can understand
this, that better. Very dear subject to my heart, because I'm a very sensitive and emotional person. I've struggled with mental health like my whole life, and I'm also in the best place that I've ever been right now, mostly due to becoming more in tune with my cycle. Because as I did, I started to realize, and this is explained in the charts that I've made, the wallpaper that I've made that will help you understand the different mood shifts that we go through naturally. So when we're bleeding as women, we go more inward. Our hormones drop to almost nothing. And so we're like so tired. We don't have energy. We don't have motivation. And we're just meant to like bleed and just be with ourselves and to nurture ourselves. It's like needing just to mother ourselves. And I loved learning that in indigenous cultures, they used to have a red tent. And in lots of cultures, they have red tents where the women go to bleed during their menstruation because they revere it as something sacred. And they understand that a woman is in this deep phase of like intuition. And grieving also is a really big part of that. Mm-hmm. And in these red tents, they are like not allowed to cook and they're not allowed to clean, and they're just meant to commune with each other, the other women that are bleeding, and to like go inward and to just feel and to process and grieve. And it's not even like a grieving of like a death of someone per se, but I think that as, and I've tuned into this as a woman, when I bleed, I feel the collective just needing to feel emotions as they arrive. And I think that that time when we bleed gives us that opportunity to feel what maybe we haven't been able to feel as intensely when we're not bleeding. And because we're so much more outward and we have so much more energy, and when everything drops and go inward, it's like when we bleed, like everything's just releasing, it's just letting it coming out of our bodies. And so we need to allow our emotions to as well. And for me, someone who struggled with depression and anxiety and heavy emotion, allowing myself that space to do it every single month, I don't judge myself for it anymore. And even if it does come up outside of my bleed, I don't judge myself for it, because I recognize that I'm a woman and I'm meant to process these things and I'm meant to feel emotions. And it's connected me to my emotions more, because I've cultivated these self-care practices for when I do bleed and in other phases as well that help me create the space to do that. So that even just right there has helped me in my struggles with mental health and just feeling a heavy emotion and depression, and just recognizing like, I will go through this every month. The phase where I need to be alone for a few days, just lay in bed. I literally sleep and lay in bed so much, allow myself the space to bleed, to process, to cry, to release, and know that when I come out of it and I start to go into my follicular phase and ovulatory phase, that I'm going to be on top of the world again. And that happens to me every single month. So just recognizing that the ups and downs are actually a normal part of our being as women. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, so much trees in there.
It's so deeply healing and it's so deeply empowering. I used to just judge myself so much, and now there's just so much more self-love and self-care as I tuned into it. I don't shame myself for what I feel anymore. And it's deeply correlated to being in tune with my cycle.
Yeah. I love everything that you said. And something that really hit is like, we're not just bleeding for ourselves, we're bleeding and we're feeling for the collective, for our families, for our communities, for our, like our greatest power as women is to feel. We can feel everything and we can feel everyone if we allow ourselves the vulnerability and we give ourselves the safe environment and container to do that. And truly, like, the deeper we go into our feelings, into those tougher emotions, and we're going into the grief, we're going into the shame and the fear and all of that, then we're able to bounce up. I've noticed, like, the deeper cycles, menstruation bleeds that I have, where I really go into my emotions, like, deeper, then following in that cycle with my follicular and ovulation, more manifests. I have more natural energy, more, it's just, like, more amplified of the positive and of the bliss and of the joy and of the strength and of the positivity and the optimism that's on the other side of that. So it's like, it's a roller coaster. It's a full circle. It's not just one. It's like that creates the opposite effect for you to be able to experience all the good things in life too. It's like it all goes together.
Yeah. Yeah. My power came from just allowing myself to feel what I needed to deeply, and now I'm able, because I've given myself that grace, I'm able to like celebrate when I come out of it and like do my projects and do my work and like go outward and make friends and be in community and do all these things, and then again I go inward and I'm just so much more like at peace in myself because of it. Yeah
Feels like our moons give us allow us the grace to hold the suffering and to hold the totality of the human experience. Like what a gift. Yeah, and I'm so grateful to be sitting here to say that now after my journey, your journey, the journey of like millions and millions of women that really are just like ultimately what our cycles are walking us back home.
Totally. You know,
like there are deeper points. And yeah, it's like it's profoundly moving. Topic is the best.
I wanted to like the shame piece, because that goes hand in hand with this mental health and just like the self-talk that we give to ourselves and based on like what other people say. And it's just like, I mean, we've already covered so much of this, but there's so much shame around like the smell of period blood and what period blood is, and just the fact that we're bleeding from that space. And I think that comes from such a patriarchal world or society where it's been run, or like we've been told by men, and men have had more dominance in the influence of like products, like creating products for us and stuff, and we've just become so out of alignment and out of touch with our bodies and how things feel and how what things are healthy for us, that there's just become so much more shame around when that we bleed. And that goes hand in hand with like the ability to have sex when we're bleeding and shame around that and just all of that stuff. But something that I've really tuned into this year in being alone a lot more and being in my own space for the first time in my life, not being in partnership for quite a while this year, I was able to tune into my cycle, the physical aspects of it, like the bloating, and through nutrition, being able to support myself through the bloating and the pain and the cramps. And then also like the blood and becoming more in tune with it and recognizing the potency of it, because in that blood, there's so much vitamins, nutrients, energy from the month that we've experienced, which is being pushed out of our system during our bleed, but to become in tune with it as well. This is something that feels so taboo to talk about. I'm noticing even myself having a hard time wanting to say it, but touching the blood and feeling it and not being ashamed of it. And one of the biggest things for me in becoming more in tune with my blood and helping the health of my yoni and my womb space has been switching from tampons to using a cup or even free bleeding. And I think free bleeding is such a, can be set kind of a taboo subject because it's not wanted to be talked about because it can be seen as so dirty. We're just like bleeding. But truly, before we wore clothing and had society where we had to go do things, we were naked all the time, and we just bled, and we just let things happen as they were meant to. And there's actually been proven to be so much healing in our blood and having it on our skin and having it in our yoni and our vaginas too, and to have it heal, like any any cuts or any infections or anything. When we bleed, it's literally like detoxing. And so becoming more in tune with my period blood has been amazing to feel the power of it. And I've actually gotten to the point where I feel comfortable using it as a face mask. And it's not something that I've shared until now, but it's something that I want to share more about, because I want to break down the stigma and dissolve that stigma about how powerful, to show how powerful our blood is. So I'm really, really happy that I've been able to experience this. And having a cup has also allowed me to see it and to feel it and look at it and to connect with it instead of feeling shameful about it. And I think that that's just such a huge piece in this, because we can feel so disconnected. And I've been doing a lot of healing around my own sexuality recently, and it's all tied into this disconnection to my own feminine sex organs and system. From previous sexual abuse and, you know, indoctrination or programming, conditional programming in society and stuff. But now that I'm breaking through it, I'm seeing how deeply rooted that is in our system and how out of touch us as women tend to be with our power source, our sexual organs, and seeing the potency of like becoming more in tune with it. It's just so, so powerful.
Mm. Yeah. I wish that you would have just come on the show wearing a mask, a blood mask. Hey guys, I'm bleeding. Hey guys. I'm doing my face mask of the day.
Yeah, my skin feels so good. And because we as women tend to have more acne around our period and like what, just before we bleed or when we start bleeding, I've used my blood to put on my face and other parts of my body where I have acne, and it literally helps to cure it. It goes away, and I become so much more in tune with like what's happening in my body. So that's something that I'm really going to be sharing a lot more about now that I've like found the connection and the potency of it.
Yeah, I don't let a day when I'm bleeding go to waste without using my blood.
Same.
Like, this is like beauty hacking, like longevity secrets.
Yes. And giving it to my plants, yeah, from my cup. I've been giving it to my plants. It's so potent. It literally revives plants. It's like, it's insane. It's, yeah.
Right? Like, we bleed, if we think about why we bleed as women, so we can birth not just children but ideas, like, yeah, you know, art. It's the blood of creation.
It is.
And like the seed that builds everything. So of course it like helps with acne, like it helps with everything. It's like it's everything. A miracle cure.
Yeah.
my friend telling me that she like would take some of it in water and drink a bit of it. And she said that she had to stop because she felt so much power and energy that she didn't know what to do with it.
Oh!
And I was like, I was like, what was it like for you? She was like, it was too much. She was like, I just was like so clear and so alive and so energized that I had to stop.
Whoa.
This is like in a next level taboo conversation.
Yeah.
Drinking your menstrual blood, yeah, and then giving a little bit of menstrual blood to your partner.
Yes, I've
or like a man in your life, and then see what happens.
There's so hormones in. Yeah, there's so much of our creativity, our prana, our mana, like inside of it, and our hormones, and it. Yeah, fair. That's like magic, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go there.
Slowly, slow and steady. Yeah, working in this direction.
I want us all to be bleeding together. Mother and like drink our blood together. Let's show.
I want to try that.
Just like have a ceremony together about it.
Yeah.
So do I?
My
own shame, but I'm ready. I'm ready to dive in.
Oh, Heather's broken up. I can't see her.
Hello?
Heather.
Yeah. I froze for a second. Are you?
Hi.
Okay, good.
So we have about 10 minutes left in this conversation, And a question that I would love for you to answer a little bit more, because you've been sharing this, what you've been learning with the men in your life, and for maybe any men watching, tuning in, as well as any women who want to understand, like, how do I begin to share this information with the men in my life? What do you share? Do you have like a script or advice for how to share this with the men in our life?
Honestly, I literally had a conversation with a man that I have in my life right now who is kind of becoming a partner, and he didn't understand the full cycle, and he's a very wise, conscious man, but he's just never had a woman explain anything to him. And so from that conversation, because I've been creating these wallpapers, I was like, this is important for men to understand. And also maybe women are starting from knowing nothing. And so I crafted a single wallpaper that was kind of like an overview of all of the phases. So it goes into detail about how, so the cycle is like 28 to 35 days long. So for a woman, it's about a month. It varies. And the first day of your cycle begins on the first day when you start bleeding. And it can be, the bleed can be 5 to 7 days long. And for some women like me right now with the birth control, it's different. So I've been tracking my own cycle and tuning into that. But that phase when you're bleeding is called menstruation. That's when you're feeling inward. It's considered more of like the winter time, and it's when you're feeling much more like tired and inward. I'm just pulling it up right now actually to refer to it. And I did put some archetypes in there. This one is like considered the sage, the wise woman, the crone. And so this is when we're deeply like in tune with our intuition. And I tend to have more vivid dreams. I've noticed I used to have more night terrors or not understand my dreaming. And I've noticed I dream much more around my period rather than when I'm in other phases, just because I'm more in tune with that phase. And then from menstruation, we come out of it and we go into our follicular, which is when the ovaries are basically developing an egg. And so the it's stimulating the follicles. That's why it's called follicular. And so our estrogen peaks, and a couple of other hormones peak to get ready to release the egg into the fallopian tubes. And that's what's called ovulatory phase. And so that's when the egg is being dropped, and we feel a lot of elevated energy. This is when we're basically like at our in our prime, and that's like our summer phase of life. It's our summer phase of our cycle, and that can be 2 to 3 days. Sometimes it's a little longer, and you can also start tracking your discharge, your vaginal discharge, which is something that I'm just starting to track because I learned about it in my researching of this, and you're able to predict kind of where you're at based on that. And so I have all of this written down on these charts that will explain what symptoms you'll be experiencing, and that will be how you can tell what phase you're into or you're moving into and you're in. And then the last phase before we bleed again is called the luteal phase, which is like our inner autumn, basically, when we start to wind down and we feel like, what is that one? That one's more like the enchantress, and we're just kind of like we're feeling so sensual, but not as like outward as we were. We're kind of going inward, and we start to like reflect on the month, and we start to prepare for our bleed, and then we start to experience more PMS symptoms if our hormones are more out of sync, and so we can start to nourish ourselves to prepare for our bleed. This is one that I really focus on. It's the longest length. It's about, it could be 14 to 15 days or longer. And this is a good time to just really start to tune in, because when you're in your follicular and ovulatory, you can just be more carefree, and like your body's kind of doing its own thing. You feel great. Obviously, you can support yourself in certain ways too. But in the luteal and menstruation is when we tend to need more care and more attention to our bodies. So I really like tuning into when I'm in my luteal phase to just start to wind down, closing up projects, starting to prepare my space, cleaning and just settling in. Maybe stop making plans for when I'm going to be bleeding this next week. Just start to go inward. And when I bleed, that's the first day of my next cycle. And then it starts all over again. And we literally go through this every month, and I just want men to understand the changes that we go through. And I think this also goes with the shame piece. It's like not placing shame on women for the mood swings that they go through. And one of the most important things that I learned about that is the nutrition that we're feeding ourselves. Before I was ever aware of my diet, when I was growing up and I first got my period, I was eating, like, you know, boxed cereal, pizza rolls, frozen taquitos. Like, that was just basically my diet, was all this frozen processed food that had sugar and inflammatory foods, and just wasn't even really nutritious. Like, there was no nutrition. So my body was dependent and was also, like, fluctuating abnormally from all these, like, things that were coming in to my body that weren't actually supportive. And so over time, as I've become more in tune, like right now, every time I bleed, I make a soup that has all of the ingredients for my cycle that will support, like, my iron, my magnesium, all of the things I need to reach. And then I don't even have to cook for that week because I just make the soup, and I'm like, I don't feel like cooking, so I don't have to. I just eat my moon soup and I feel so nourished, and mix it up each month. And yeah, I just really want, if I was able to, like, give advice to men, is, like, do your research, consider, like, buying these charts, or even just talking to your partner about it and see what their understanding is. Encourage these women and empower us as women to become in tune with it, so we can share the knowledge with these men as well. And we can share it to our daughters. Like, there's so much that we can do in changing the way that we relate to our menstruation, because it's not just about menstruation. It's not just about bleeding. It's about who we are as women and our power center.
Yes. Yeah. Cookbook. I love that idea. I know. Yeah. Like a recipe, recipes for each of your cycles.
I have been working on quite a few things. Oh, my friend said, can I get the recipe? I want to make it for
That's
me.
So cute. Yes. See, the divine masculine. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You're a great
man, like, knowing, oh, my woman's bleeding. Like, let me make her this soup.
My next project is going to be, like, a guide for men on how they can support their women and prepare for different phases that their women go through as a team to support them and their relationship.
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah. I feel called to do the same thing, so maybe we can co-create something.
I feel like something divine is being orchestrated right here, right now.
Me and Elfina have felt it since the day we met. It was like, whoa. I remember you.
Someone has, like, a specific dharmic pathway that's, like, basically in the same exact box as yours, you know? It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, it's
absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone here wants the moon soup recipe, I can link that somewhere too in the show notes to your recipe.
Yeah,
I want it too. Okay.
I'm gonna post it. Yeah, it's like a freebie. And then all of these things are inside of the charts and the wallpaper that I made, so you can also have access to that and create your own. But yeah, I'm definitely feeling called to share more recipes.
Amazing. Well, for everyone tuning in, this has been an incredible discussion around menstruation and cycle syncing and hormones and mental health. So if you're just tuning in now, you can watch the full episode replay under our highlights, or also follow us on Cis Society and podcast for Spotify podcast for the full episode. We've been talking with the lovely Leah. For those of you who have been really enjoying this conversation, she has this brand new amazing offering with wallpapers for your phone, for your background, to just really dive into and connect with all the seasons of your cycle. It's available through her Instagram. You can check it out there. We're also going to link her podcast, Soulflower Essence Podcast, which is beautiful, super wise, super intuitive, beautiful podcast that she's created. So we'll also link that in. Is there anything else that you want to share with followers and how they can get in contact with you?
No, mostly just on Instagram, which is great here. So I'm just really, really grateful to be able to share, and not just for myself, but for the world. Like, I really just want to ignite and empower people to make the changes in their own lives through this education and just this awareness.
Wow.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
I don't want this to end. This is so great.
This is just the beginning, baby. Yeah. But we're going to be running out of time. So until next Wednesday, we'll see all of you lovelies on our next Taboo Talks. Thank you again.
Much love.
Much love.